Happy belated Mother's Day, everyone. Mother's Day was this Sunday, and I want to wish all the women who are also mothers and they listen to this podcast a very happy belated Mother's Day. I hope you were recognized and honored for your contributions to your family and what it takes to be a mother. Some of you may know that I am currently 6 months pregnant. So as I record this, I am 26 weeks. Over the next several episodes, I am going to share what my journey into motherhood has been like. This is the Women Offshore Podcast. I'm your host, Ali Cedeno, a mariner and founder of Women Offshore. Women Offshore is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting a diverse workforce on the water. This episode of the Women Offshore podcast is sponsored by Technip FMC. Technip FMC is a leading technology provider to the traditional and new energies industry, delivering fully integrated products, projects, and services. At Technip FMC, they create an inclusive culture where all employees can draw on their unique experiences and backgrounds together to ignite diversity of thought that sparks solutions for all employees, customers, clients, and communities. Technip FMC is proud of their commitment to inclusion and diversity, as it is the heart of their core values. Thank you, Technip FMC, for sponsoring this show and for also sponsoring our industry mixer with OGGN honoring International Women's Day. We are thankful for your support here at Women Offshore. The Women Offshore podcast is a part of the Oil and Gas Global Network, thanks to OGGN. We enjoy being a part of OGGN and all the resources they provide us to ensure the success of this show. I think it's really important that we talk about our experiences. And normally, I am not the one talking. I'm the one asking questions. You've heard a few episodes from me where I talked solo, I shared stories, but I really try to make Women Offshore not about me and more about our community. I love learning from the women who have careers on the water around the world and those who decided to make a change and move shoreside. There are so many amazing careers in the maritime and offshore energy industries, and I just can't get enough learning from the women in our community. I want to know more and capture their lessons learned. Late last year, I discovered that I was pregnant and I was offshore at the time. When I got home, I realized I had an opportunity to share a very unique perspective because I was going to keep working offshore during my pregnancy. And I set a goal to be out there until 24 weeks. This would be the end of the training program I was in. And it was also about when I thought I might be a little too uncomfortable and a little too big and just would be ready to not be out there anymore. I started recording a podcast diary about that experience. And over the next several episodes, you're going to hear that diary. And at the end of the series, I'm going to break down for you lessons learned. And at Women Offshore, what we share is recommendations so that women who want to have careers and work on the water or want to work out there during their pregnancy can have these resources, hopefully through their companies who will also support them and ensure that these women are not pushed out or discriminated against. So tune back in next week because that will be the start of my diary. Now, since it was just Mother's Day, I want to introduce you to my sweet mama. As you probably know, she is very involved in Women Offshore. She is the treasurer. She is an experienced nonprofit treasurer, which has been extremely helpful as we've grown the organization over the last 3 years as a nonprofit. Previously, it was not a nonprofit, and it's been quite the learning experience. So to have an experienced treasurer by my side who can tell me how to navigate this from her previous experience has been so important. She's someone who has championed my career and believed in me, and I'm really excited that she agreed to come on the podcast. So, Mom, and by the way, she has a pretty awesome name, Martha Music. How great is that? Mom, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's just me.
I know it's just you.
And lots of other people listening.
Well, that's the problem.
So you've been with Women Offshore since it became a nonprofit. I want to ask you, what does being a part of Women Offshore mean to you?
It means the world to me. I grew up in a time where women were either going to be a nurse, a teacher, a secretary, or stay at home.
Various stereotypical roles.
Yes. Be the dutiful wife and do it, clean the house and all that.
And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what someone wants.
No, there's not. I love the idea that people have options. Women have options nowadays, and there's so many opportunities out there.
We get to show some of those opportunities through what we do.
I enjoy meeting people, women from all over the world, different walks of life, and to talk to women who want to be welders or divers undersea. I mean, for oil companies, and I'm just blown away by all the different opportunities of jobs out there for women.
Yeah, lots of different opportunities. So what do you think has been most surprising for you? I know you are an experienced nonprofit treasurer, but we're also a very young board. So what's that like? Has that been a surprise? Any other surprises?
They keep me young. The girls do. I've enjoyed getting to know everybody on the board and to learn different computer skills that I didn't know I needed to know, because when I worked, it was paper and pencil, and Excel was, you know, just starting up. And so to be able to learn, oh gosh,
different apps.
I have so many apps on my phone. I don't even know what you do without a cell phone these days.
Yeah.
And I have a cell phone and an iPad and a laptop, and I can work them all.
Right.
And
to kick off our Mother's Day series, it's the first out of a few episodes. And you are also, you know, my mom, obviously. What's it like being a mother of a woman who's worked offshore?
I've always believed in whatever Allie's done, and so I never was concerned, because she's a smart cookie, and she
thanks.
And she's very self-sufficient. And even when she started walking at a little, about 13 months old, I asked her if I could hold her hand, and she was like, no. And so I have just learned to ask her, you know, how can I help you? And that's been my motto from a long time, is what can I do for you? And that it continues that.
Were you ever afraid of what it might be like for me in this male-dominated industry?
No. To be honest, I haven't been afraid, because if this was your calling, then I felt that the universe would take care of you. No, I just always hoped that you'd be safe.
Now, to the women who are listening and they're starting out their careers, do you have any advice for them based on what you've seen through Women Offshore and what you've seen through observing my career?
Follow your heart. If this is what you need to do, do it. Because if you let fear get in the way and say, no, I can't do it, and you back away, you'll have so many regrets. So I really urge you to follow your heart.
Yeah, that's great advice. So thanks, Mom, for coming on the podcast to kick off this series. And on the next few episodes, you will get to hear about my pregnancy journey, because, Mom, you know that you're going to be a grandma.
Yes, and I'm very excited. And thank you very much for inviting me. I feel very honored to be a guest on your podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
It's great having you here. Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore podcast. What did you think of the show? Leave a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. Additionally, if you want to propel Women Offshore forward, please visit womenoffshore.org or womenoffshore.shop, make a donation, or purchase some swag. Until next time, stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you soon.